Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Welcome. And we're reading now the 14th recording, starting on page 307, taking us through the top of page 310 of my edition of Music of the Soul, of the explanation of Al-Wazifa. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وعملني على نجايب لطفك and carry me on the swift, noble mounts, racing camels of your subtlety. Carry me, ahmilni, means make me carried and not the carrier, and make me sought for and demanded and not the seeker and demander. Just as you carried your prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him on the barak of your love. Insofar as I am a revelation of his, I have in him a perfect example of the station of completion, al-kamal, in pursuing the good deeds that are required in order to witness his face. Racing camels is a metaphor for swift subtlety. Warakai biranika waratfik. And on carriers of your love and your tender mercy, which is a metaphor for the love from Allah and the attraction to him with the most complete quietness and peace and comfort on this journey, which is the most perfect of all journeys. This is the fourth journey. I mean by this the journey of the creation to the creation, meaning the Muhammadan presence to the Muhammadan presence, as we shall make clear later if Allah exalted is He wills. Wasir bifi sabilihi al-qawimi, and lead me, wasir bi, meaning may you be my leader, or the one who is leading me, and the one who takes me by the hand on his upright path. Meaning his living and clear way, which is the way of the highest proximity. And on the straight path to his presence, which is connected to your holy presence. On the straight path, siratihi al-mustaqim, meaning the way of his noble sharia, which is free from all faults and errors. As the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, I leave you a pure white sharia whose night is like its day. From a hadith sahih. To his presence, ila hadratihi, the noble presence insofar as no one arrives at it, as was mentioned before, which is connected to your holy presence, meaning holy and above the superficial unity of things which comes from pictures. It is also above the superficial separation of things which also comes from the pictures. From this, it is known that he, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, has many presences, And the one which is required here is the one which is joined to the Holy Presence. This is the one which each traveler to Allah seeks, so that through it he is able to witness the connection in spirit of the Muhammadan presence to the Holy Presence. Mutaballijati bitajalliyati mahasnihi al-insiyat. Which shines, mutaballijati, so that it is clear for this Holy Presence to be seen through all the ranks of manifestation, in which the decree is followed with the revelation of his human virtues, bitajalliyati mahasnihi al-insiyat, which are the reason for the feeling of familiarity and for the removal of doubt. Hamla mafufan bijunudin nusratik. A carrying surrounded by the soldiers of your victory, meaning, carry me on this journey and surround me on every side with the soldiers of your victory. These are the people of the pure Sharia, Allah hallowed is he, said, O believers, if you help God, he will help you and he will make steadfast your feet. Ya yuhalladhina manu intasurullaha yansurukum wa yuthabitu aqdamakum. Surah Muhammadin 47:7. This means that if you help him by keeping the orders of his Sharia, by carrying out his decrees, he will help you. Mashuban biawalmi usratik. Accompanied by the worlds of your family, which means carry me on this journey, and on it make me know the worlds of your family, who are the people of the holy reality. Blessed and exalted is it, those who live according to it, and those who have been taken to the reality so that they become the reality. And know that this carrying which is surrounded and befriended by the people of the revealed and the hidden is the extraordinary journey in this unknown progression. For it is the fourth journey of the knowers, of the creation to the creation with complete knowledge and understanding of the reality. It is the descent accompanied by the manifestation of signs, and it is the total immersion in the One, the Almighty, the Subduer, which is the meaning of the words of these knowers. The endings are the returnings to the beginnings. No one can know of this journey who is not among the Muhammadan heirs, the people of guidance. As to that which concerns the first journey, it is from the creation to the truth by means of the annihilation, al-fana, from everything that is not him, hallowed and exalted is he. The second journey is the realization of the truth by the truth, and through being entirely freed from all forms of existence and their qualities. The third journey is from the truth to the creation through the descent into the ranks of godly names and divine qualities. The fourth journey, which is the end of the journeys, is for one of the time who is the perfect man and the Muhammadan inheritor. As a result of this, the possessor of this station is the one around whom everything turns, and from his light radiate all the lights. Through him the unbeliever becomes a believer, the disobedient one obedient, the oppressed mighty, the weak strong, the poor rich, and the fearful trusting. Sidi Abu Hassan Ash-Shaduli, hallowed be his secret, said, the perfect man is he who is not only perfect in himself, but also he through whom another is made perfect. And he is not the only one who removes fear from himself, He is not only the one who removes fear from himself, but he also causes fear to vanish from others. A footnote to the sentence that goes, and know that this carrying, which is surrounded and befriended by the people of the revealed and the hidden, is the extraordinary journey in this unknown progression. These people live in the station of the Baka all the time. They live in this world, but they move only by the order of Allah, in Allah, and through Allah. The world of Allah is the world of the unknown, Al-Alam Al-Ahut, or Alam Al-Ghaib. The known world is the world of the senses. There are four worlds, Al-Alam Al-Mulk, Al-Alam Al-Malakut, Al-Alam Al-Jabarut, and Al-Alam Al-Gharib, or Al-Ahut. At the beginning of Al-Alam Al-Lahut, when you begin to see the light of Allah in everything, this is called Al-Alam Al-Mushahada. It is part of Al-Alam Al-Lahut, the world of the unknown. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.